Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com station.
Take Jeff and Jen with you with the Radio.com app.
Download it today and listen anytime, anywhere.
See if you can figure out what she should do in this holidating dilemma. She and her boyfriend broke up a little while ago, and she just figured out he never told his family. So they're trying to make holiday plans with her, and she doesn't know what to do next. She's going to join us here in just a minute. But first, you can be more nice than naughty this year and hang a Reese's Magic Fund ornament on your tree. The ornaments are bright purple, and they feature Reese's Magic Fund. 100% of the proceeds will go back to childhood cancer research. They're just $25, and they're really pretty and cute. And we would love it if you would hang one on your tree. You can give it as a gift in honor of all the kids who don't get to leave the hospital this holiday season. You can get yours now at reesesfund.org.
Hey, Tabitha, excuse me. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. You've got yourself a little bit of a holiday pickle.
Yeah, I'll say. it's just really weird. I broke up with my boyfriend, and we'd been dating for quite a long time, like just over 2 years. And I got this text from his mom, and I don't even know like how she got my number. It was like totally weird. And she texted me that they are surprising him with something over Christmas, and she wants me to call her. And it's just weird. Just really weird.
So she does not have a clue that you guys broke up then?
No clue, and wants to enlist me in some, like, covert surprise operation for him.
Oh, hashtag awkward.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, it's weird.
As the awkward professional on this radio program,
what do you say, Dr. Awkward?
I've already solved your issue. Just never respond to the text message.
And just so, ghost?
It's not ghosting.
That's definitely ghosting.
She does. You said she doesn't. You don't know how she got the number. So you get this text message, right? So she doesn't know if she got the right number or not, correct?
Oh.
Not exactly. So, and I will be more careful about this should this ever happen again in future. But the first text I got was, hey, is this Tabitha? And I was like, yes, who is this?
Oh.
So,
well, you've ruined your awkward chances.
She totally knows it's you. And you haven't responded since she asked for your help to pull off a big surprise or whatever for him.
No, I haven't.
How long has it been since you and him have spoken?
So it was last month that we broke up, not that it matters, but it does add a layer of awkward that I broke up with him. Mm-hmm.
So the issue then is you can either rat him out basically to his mom and say, hey, he never told you this, but last month I broke up with him, which is super awkward and maybe even inappropriate.
Right, because he should be the one delivering that news to his family, right?
But the other side of that coin is reaching out to him and saying,
and having a conversation with the person that you just dumped.
But not only that, now you're ruining the surprise because of his...
Oh, yes! Oh, this is so complicated.
You are in the proverbial... You're between the hard place and other hard
place. More hard place.
Yeah. Okay. All right, if you've got some advice for Tabitha, give us a call, 404-263-0941. Help us figure out her holiday dating dilemma.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Dating during this season can be complicated, so see if you can help her figure out this holiday dating dilemma. Tabitha, if somebody is just now jumping into the Jeff and Jen Show, can you give them a little recap of what's going on in your life?
Oh, sure. All sorts of weird things. So So I broke up with my boyfriend of, you know, a couple of years, and I got a text from his mom that was asking, she was asking me to help out with a surprise for him over Christmas. And I don't know how to respond because I don't really want to be the one to tell her that we're not dating anymore. And I, you know, I can't tell my ex because not only would that be supremely awkward, forget that. I really don't want to like add insult to injury and like ruin whatever surprise she has planned. That just feels terrible too.
And also tell him that you're chatting up his mom.
Right. So what should Tabitha do? 404-263-0941 is our number here at the Jeff and Jen Show. Caitlin in Villarica's got an idea.
I definitely say you should let his mom, you know, maybe be the one to talk to him. After this thing, maybe you should talk to whatever her son's name is and let that be it. I feel that contacting your ex around the holidays could cause him maybe a lot of pain during the holiday season, especially since you broke up with him. I would say avoid contacting your ex at all costs. And to avoid telling her everything, I would just suggest to her maybe she needs to talk to him about you.
That is such a polite, rational way to respond. Tammy in Sandy Springs, welcome.
Hi, I think it's the guy just trying to get with her. Because, I mean,
you think he's trying to, like, backdoor, sneaky, get back in with her?
Really?
Yeah, because if they've been broken up for 2 years, like, why would, you know, the mom should have the girl's number. And, I mean, she's had to get it from somewhere. And, I mean, if she's around, you know.
Well, they dated.
If she hasn't been around in a month, then I think they should know they're broken up.
Ooh, maybe she's right. He could be trying to get back with her.
Because where would mom get the phone number? Because they dated for 2 years, but they've only been broken up for a month.
Hey, Wes in Atlanta.
So I think ghosting mom is the right strategy because that'll force mom to have the conversation with her ex and then that'll clarify the situation. But I think the last caller is right. I think what's going on is he told mom already. Mom is devastated because they had a long relationship and she wants to see them back together. So she got the phone number from him. And I think the big surprise she's planning is to get the two back together.
Oh, my God. How did we not see this coming? He's so right.
Wow.
He is so right. This is a meddling mama.
That right there is some Lifetime Hallmark Channel movie plotline, Wes. Well done.
Well done. Yeah, you've been watching Lifetime. All right, Dawn in Atlanta, what do you think?
I feel like we're just all adults. I think we put our big boy pants on. Just call the mother and simply say we're no longer dating and I'm really sorry, I don't want to ruin the surprise, and just tell her we're adults, this isn't high school stuff, stop being scared.
But Dawn,
I love good Hallmark stories too, but just help the mom out, you know, she's just trying to surprise her son.
Well, Dawn, I am sorry to tell you this, but your maturity and honesty has no place here on the Jeff and Jen Show. So thank you,
Dad. I'm sorry.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.